Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
It's just coming up to 11:30, and I'm very pleased that writer, composer, actor, singer Emma Ficelli is here. She has written, as you may remember if you were listening last year, sort of we're saying it was probably about a year ago that you, well, more than a year ago, that you wrote the musical Unfolding, but then you submitted one of the songs to
the
big
Stars
prize.
And Drew Prize in London,
and you won it.
Yeah.
And thereby hangs the tale. And it's a year ago today, isn't it?
Well, we think it was a year. So that was in the December, but what we realised yesterday is a year ago today that we released the single of Ben Clarke singing it.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's so weird that was a year.
Now you're here after last year, a sellout run at the ADC, and I went to see it. And we were saying, last time you came, you were telling me about this musical, and we'd heard some of the music and sort of roughly the story, but you couldn't give any spoilers. And I still won't do too.
David and I trying not to spoil too much.
Yes,
of the show
exactly.
For you.
Yeah. And then I went to see it and absolutely blown away. You would never know that it had only just been written. That was the thing. It just felt so like it's always been there. And my husband, who is not, you know, he would say he's not a musical fan, but I am turning him slowly.
I've seen him at quite a few.
Yeah, exactly. See, and he hasn't ever said, but he was like, that was brilliant, you know. And it had heart, it has some really heart pulling strings stuff, so it's got all the feels in it. But you finish that run, and apart from getting the post show blues anyway, it's like, what do you do next? Because this is a grassroots musical, isn't it?
Yeah, I know we're kind of diving into the conversation.
Yeah, and I just realized we wanted to play a song. I was going to get you just to introduce the first song.
Sure.
So we will talk about how it's come about in the grassroots and what's coming next after this, but we're going to play one of the tracks. This is one of the demos that from the studio EP. Tell us about this. This is So It Goes.
Yeah, this is So It Goes. This is kind of towards the end of Act One, but thankfully not really spoiling anything. But our lead character Rose is making big decisions and realizing that she needs to claim back her life, and that this great adventure she used to dream of as a child has never really come to be. And so this is now her convincing herself it's time to be brave, it's time to take a step forward, and this is her and her friends getting ready to head to the airport and to fly to New York.
I live life on the page, but he draw down that stage, and I've got to move on. I'll bury my
That's Unfolding and So It Goes on Cambridge Radio. And I want to say that was Emma singing. I had to check with her because there's so many musicians involved in this, isn't it? And that was the demo EP that you'd created before you put it onto the stage.
Yeah, so we had a group of us together, and we had Nick Hall was helping us record the whole thing. That particular track was mixed by Chris Hollis of New Noise Audio. But I have so many people, which we'll move on to be grateful for, that I do find I'm so like, oh God, who am I thanking? Who do I need to credit? And the person I forget to say is me. I will always forget that it was me singing on a track. We did 6-7 tracks with just a handful of them incredibly talented people in Cambridge, so musicians
and kind of over a weekend wasn't it, or something?
Yeah,
it was very short.
It was literally the weekend before the Stars and Drew. So funnily enough, one of the songs we recorded that day was Ben Clarke's It Starts Small, and we recorded that not knowing that literally the day after a few of us were going into London for the concert and it was going to win. You know, so he didn't know when he recorded it that it would end up being heard a lot more. And actually, as of yesterday, I can even say this is a bit of an exclusive on Cambridge Radio, that feeling more and more confident, I'm actually going to be collaborating with someone very exciting to record a version of It Starts Small as well.
Are you allowed to say who they are?
I think I am now. He said yesterday it's all right to say something. So Ramin Karimloo, which I'm incredibly excited about. I've seen him in so many things. I've heard him on so many soundtracks. He's anyone who's sort of following musical theatre. No, he's incredible. He's just been announced as playing Sweeney coming up in Birmingham. He's literally just flown back from New York doing Jane Eyre. He's doing the From Maori We Love concert. Daniel Tarento's producing in this weekend. Anyway, I could talk a lot about him.
Yeah,
he's amazing.
Yeah.
We're here to talk about Unfolding.
But see, he'd like to collaborate with you. And we'll talk about the crowdfunder in a moment, because this is where we need to ask if anyone wants to get involved in helping it move forward, because how amazing will it be to have a Cambridge grown grassroots musical going into the West End and beyond. And now Six did this. If anyone may not know that Six came out of Cambridge and some of the musicians involved in what you're doing. And so, and that obviously that's a much smaller cast as well. So this is like another step up, I think.
This
on
is,
that.
I mean, I can't say enough times, and we said last time, the whole, that idea of grassroots and the community, like obviously this is a show that I wrote, but I couldn't have done anything on my own with it. This is thanks to Between the Bars, and especially Kat Nicol, who planted the seed in the first place, and then all the my friend Liz Townsend, who's come on as a musical director, Pud, my amazing husband, who's managing things, and then between all the talented people who joined us, musicians on stage, off stage, the ADC support, the audience support, like to get to a point where we could do that run at the ADC, which at one point I thought that was the pinnacle, that was the aim, right, to do a show at the ADC. And the momentum, like to say it, the response was good is an understatement. I was blown away. And the momentum and the amount of people who have contacted me post show who have found their lives have been affected by that musical. People have started a healing process, or they're facing things and they're having conversations about things they didn't talk about before because something in the show resonated with them. And so I went from going, wow, I wrote a musical and we got to put it on, to I think I'm holding something in my hands that can make a difference and is quite important.
I mean, and you should be so proud, honestly. And I think it gave the thought of, you know, don't wait for whenever, because whenever may not happen. You know, this, you know, we'll wait for a rainy day, or we'll save up for a rainy day, or I'll do this when this, after this happens. Like, just go and do these things, because you don't know what's, you know, around the next door, hence the unfolding in a way. Now, you thought the ADC was going to be it. That's great. We've got this great show. I've done it. I can sit down and take a deep breath. But because, you know, they were all sold out, people wanted to see it that didn't see it for a start, or maybe just do another part of it. But then you're probably thinking, oh, there's bits of it I'd like to a little bit tweak a little bit. And, you know, you've done a lot of this yourself with other people, but you have the deciding vote on a lot of these things. And the feedback was so positive. So what have you done since that then?
So the book has had a little tweak. So there's nothing's drastically changed, but just some things to just turn elements up that I wanted to turn up. A slight tweak to some of the music. Liz has been working on some underscoring for a new scene that has a new letter from Mark. We've already done a kind of, I called it a stress test almost. We did a table read with Corkscrew Theatre Company. Again, Cambridge talent offering their time. And so we read through the script with them. So I've been able to do all these development processes in our own town with people here, which is incredible.
Can I just ask you, for those that didn't know the story, now obviously you're best to say this because I don't want to give any spoilers, but what's the basic premise of the story for those that may not have known before?
It is a hard one to explain, as you know from seeing it now, but it's more to talk about the themes than the story. But basically, Rose and Mark are pen pals, have been pen pals since they were 12 years old. Rose is now turning 40. Mark's letters recently stopped and she doesn't know why, and it's making her question her decisions over her lifetime of like, what does a friendship mean when it's letters? And in some ways they had a much closer friendship than she has with people in real life, because you share so much of yourself on the page. But on the other hand, she's now forcing herself to ask those questions of, well, what does it mean if he's gone and I don't even know where he is? I've got no way of finding out what happened. And then when some shocking news turns up, it sort of spurns her to take up the offer her best friend is making, Florence, who's getting married in New York, and has said, what, you know, you always wanted to travel, come to New York, it's where Mark lived, come to the wedding, be my maid of honor, and maybe find out
we
what
can
happened
investigate,
to Mark.
And that's where that song was sort of where we were in the story, wasn't it? When she says, okay, I'm going to...
Yeah, and it's a show. So it's got that sense of readers, as you say, not wasting time, finding out who you are. In your 40s, you still, you know, that's the beginning in many ways. But then it touches on subjects like it's got suicide and the repercussions of it, especially male mental health and male domestic abuse, things that aren't necessarily featured so much. But that runs the risk of making it sound like a really depressing show. And actually, hopefully you'll look, it's a very life-affirming show. It should be a healing show. It's got comedy and it is uplifting by the end.
No, I think absolutely. So we want to take this bigger. And you've worked out a way that you can do this. And what would be the next stage? Because you've had to talk to lots of professionals. in the industry to kind of know, well, what do you, how does this happen, you
well,
know?
That's it, right? And there's that momentum. So two of the instrumental people who came to the show at the ADC is Jessie Berman, who knew of the show because she'd been working with Styles and Drew at the point the concert happened. And they're setting up, as in Jessie's setting up as a, she's a new producer. So she's now an associate producer on the show, which is amazing because she came to see it in Cambridge and really liked it. Also at Cambridge at the ADC was director Lawrence Connor, who I mentioned last time we were here, who he's sort of acted almost like a mentor dramaturg friend on this, and he's someone who I've watched. He's, you know, he's directed Les Mis, Miss Saigon, Tim Minchin's Jesus Christ Superstar tour.
I mean you can't really get your head around
you can't. And he was at the ADC watching this show, and so the support from people like that, they're kind of teaching me what those next steps are. And as much as we know how vibrant and wonderful this Cambridge theatre scene is and how lucky we are here, the next step unfortunately has to go to London.
Yeah.
Like it's just, if I want to get the show in front of the sorts of people who might be able to work us towards, the aim will be to do another professional run, like to do a full professional run with a paid cast and everyone paid, unlike what we've done so far.
Yeah.
So the next step,
I mean, it's hard to remember, and this happens with all brilliant work that goes on through Cambridge, that it's unpaid because it's you know, amateur dramatics.
It's amateur in the true sense.
Yes, exactly. People think that that means it's somehow not the same and not as good, but it's the opposite. It's so good.
Have a lot
but we forget that they're not being paid for those. Yeah.
And what even does professional quality mean? We could talk about the Cambridge theatre scene for days. It's an incredible community to be part of. But to get the show in front of the sorts of people who might be able to move us towards the sort of astronomical figures that you're requiring to do a full run, we need to be able to get in a room with the sorts of producers and theatres. And this is where someone like Jessie is going to be instrumental, because she's got the ability to get those people in the room. What our job is to put on a reduced sharing of the show in London. So the step was to book a venue, and we're looking at the studio theatre at the Other Palace. We're looking at rehearsal space for 2 weeks. We're looking at a fully paid cast, a director. We've got a very exciting director on board, a musical director. So at the moment, the easiest way for me, coming from a grassroots community project, was to go, well, let's reach it out and see if those people who were all so supportive at the show and said, oh, we want to see it move forward, it's sort of my chance to go, okay, well,
can
how
you help
much
me?
Do you want to see it move forward? Could you lend me a tenner? Like, literally give me a tenner. So I've put it up on Greenlit, which is sort of a theatre-specific funding site, just with hope, you know, like everything with the show, with hope, what's the best that can happen? And within the first couple of days, I was, really blown away by the response to it, as I have been for this whole project. So the hope is that anything we make through that is going towards the costs. So the hope is that the money that we raise for that, unfortunately I continue to not be paid as a writer of a show.
Exactly.
I'll be last on the list.
We're trying to raise the money, and you know, when we were talking about this before this kind of went live, we're saying that we've saved lots of people and myself, you've saved us the journey of going to London and the cost it costs. So even if you wanted to put a little bit, like as if you would be paying a train fare to go to somewhere.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think anyone who came to the ADC was there at the beginning of it, and that matters hugely.
We will be telling people non-stop, you know, did you know? I was, you know, we were there at the beginning when
I just want to capitalise on that goodwill. You know, I want to do the absolute most I can do at it. And who knows what happens? We might get it in that room. And the money we're raising is literally to pay for cast, venue, director and musical director. So for rehearsal space,
and then you'd invite these producers,
then we invite producers,
and all
so
those
not
people.
Ticketed, so we don't make money off of it. And
Which also is good to know for people think, oh, hang on, why don't you know you just sort of
no,
take
it's,
out?
It's all
know,
it's at the moment.
Just
it is
that
all
will
risk.
Be absorbed. Yeah, all risk. Yeah, but one day reward. And
well, hopefully
from that, the idea would be that someone or several people would say, right, then let's.
That's
look
the
at
sincere
doing it,
hope.
And then you'd have to do whatever next.
Again, because of the response at Cambridge, I've actually had a few people come forward. So I am in the position where I have some angel investors already.
Wow,
I have some people who want to invest
in
the show. But the amount, you know, the money we need is crazy
to
bring entertainment and healing to people. So what I have is sort of a bit towards that, which is going to help, but I can't use that for this step. You know, this step has to be.
Yes, they want that for the actors to sing the show ticketed, and they are called investors.
This is sort of a very expensive advert.
That's a good way of putting it. Now, how do we find this Greenlit?
You can either go directly to greenlit.com/projects/unfolding-musical, but it's a bit of a handful. Or if you just go to unfoldingthemusical.com, I've got on the landing page of that site, there's a link that you can click that will take you straight through to
Perfect.
The Greenlit.
Emma, tell us about the song we're going to play out with. You're going to introduce it. It's called Dear Rose, which is the main character that you were playing. Now, you have agreed you're not going to be playing it from now on. Is that right? Or
I'm
for this?
Certainly not going to be playing in this next step. And depending on how long it takes for anything to potentially come after that, I will likely be too old. So it's quite possible that the ADC was my one shot at playing this character. But I'm really excited to see what someone else brings to it. And I think what we're trying to do in London, I've got good people around me who are who are advising, and I'm excited to see who we will get to, smash it.
But you've got to let it fly, haven't you? That's the thing. You've got to get your little baby to let it
I've got to be brave and let it go. So Dear Rose is actually the very end of the show, but surprisingly it's not super spoilery again, because it's not the end of the story. It's sort of the end of Rose's journey. So what we've seen is the middle of her journey. So the show starts with Dear Mark, which sets up everything. The song is called Dear Mark. What we heard with So It Goes is sort of the middle of Rose's journey, her taking that step. And Dear Rose is almost like a coda to the story of the show. This is her sort of her resolution afterwards. It's a nice way to end.
Thank you very much, Emma. Just remind us again where we find all the socials for Unfolding.
Yeah, so the website is unfoldingthemusical.com, and you can find links to everything from there, or you can find us at unfolding_the_musical maybe on
or
Instagram.
Something like that, yeah.
Search Unfolding Musical, you'll probably find us. Yeah, we're about on all those places. Or if in doubt, Google my name. It's a weird name and you'll probably... Emma Vicelli Musical, you'll probably find that.
Thank you ever so much for coming, and I'm really looking forward to what happens next. But let's finish with Dear Rose.
Thank you.
When I was young, I tell my friends.
Cambridge Radio.